wanted to test this, and so could I ask you to say the days of the week and the months of the year, and I'll watch this and see how your voice is picking up.
The favorite. Did you say my favorite?
No, would you just, while I watch this needle, just say the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, and then the months of the year, Jane.
Okay.
All right.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
All right, I think this is, this will be fine.
My voice is weeping some because I've lost so much weight and weakened myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My voice is racking teddy better than anybody
else.
I'll tell you,
there is one thing I want to say. I'm certainly enjoying our talks, but I don't want to stay so long that you get tired. And I'd rather come back another day rather than have you get too tired. So you let me know.
I will if I get too tired.
All right. We can finish up another day. You were saying that you have something more about your school?
Yes. We did sit on the kind of benches I was telling you about. Homemade benches, you know, with the head backs. And finally, though, we got some desks. And talk about a proud school. We were.
Is that right?
There were 18 of them. And there was such a big school, so many pupils. The teacher would have us sort of take a time out sitting on the desk, I remember. And they had a little hole in the middle and a glass inkwell there, you know, where you
think. I see.
But so far as I know, there wasn't anybody in school that had any ink nor a pen. So, but we were proud of the desk anyway.
That's very interesting.
And also, we got a little library. And there's a few of us that like to read. And of course, there's always some people not interested in reading. There's always some just mildly interested and some really enthusiastically interested. And myself and one more, my boy in particular, a neighbor, he's a poor boy. He going to work his way through school. And he was interested in reading. So we checked out books, and I don't think like one or two others maybe, out of that big a bunch. Of course, a lot of them are small children. Maybe you know some on the first and third grades and along there. Well, naturally, and there weren't any books that I remember suitable for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't recall but just a few of the titles of the books there. One of them was Aesop's Fables and 15 Decisive Battles, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and Grandfather's Chair. And I can't recall any of the others of them right now. I think they might have been some fairy stories. And of course, Grandfather's Chair and Uncle Tom's Cabin, that's what I got. Well, one is about as extreme as the other, isn't it?
Well, that's very interesting.
Now, there, the New England, you know, Grandfather's Chair, you know, Hawthorne, he wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love his writing. He was a gentle person, seemed like. And, you've read the book, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know, he was, and that was so interesting how he, you know, he made the chair to tell the, of course that part was fiction, but in writing that book, he told the whole other history of the country. It was real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
that may be where you have your, where you got your own talent for writing and for telling stories, do you think? Hawthorne would be a good master.
Well, now, he was one of them.
Yes.
He was an influence, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was from, Massachusetts, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Or Maine, which? Massachusetts, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was having Grandfather to relate. The chair, you know, was relating these things, and Grandfather had the dream, you know, and all. That, I thought that was just really good.
Mm-hmm.
I never did regret reading that.